Kia ora, my name is Vanessa Stacey. I am a musician, an actor, a writer, a producer, director. And I, many, many, many moons ago, used to play Alice on The Tribe.
Hey everyone, Sabrina here again. It's with great pleasure that thetribe.co.uk welcomes the amazingly talented Vanessa Stacey. Vanessa, a very warm welcome to you. Now, Vanessa, of course, plays the role of Alice within The Tribe, a very protective, fiery, and passionate character. Vanessa, hearing those words, does that sum up the real you at all? Or are there elements of Alice that are just strictly Alice?
There are definitely similarities between Alice and I. I'm very protective of my friends also. I'm probably not as violent as she is. I have always had the theory of outwit, don't hit. So I definitely am a lot more mouthy than Alice is, but I'm not as violent as she is. But yes, definitely, we definitely have similar traits. We're very protective, we're both passionate. But yes, I also don't wear as much hair product and makeup as Alice does, nor as many corsets.
How did the opportunity to play, or rather continue to play, Alice come about? Before Alice became a main cast member in Series 2, she was, of course, featured back in Series 1 in the run-up to Lex and Zandra's wedding. Without a doubt, that brief appearance made an immediate and lasting impact on the fandom. Was this something that the team behind the show also felt?
Yeah, that was kind of it. From my understanding, they did a survey or like a questionnaire to the Tribe fans as to who was their favourite guest cast in the first series, and I think Alice came back at the top, which I wish I'd known about when I was negotiating my fee, because it was quite a hard decision for me to become core cast because I was halfway through my drama school degree, so it was a big ask. But some of my teachers just said, look, go for it. You're bored here anyway. You don't want to sit around talking about acting. You may as well go and do it. So I did, and I've never had any regrets in that regard.
What was it like joining an already firmly established production team, cast, and crew? And were there any difficulties being one of the older cast members in order to connect with the other cast? Or did you find that this was more to your advantage, especially with remaining professional in the process of a long filming schedule?
Yeah, it was interesting coming into, as you say, already established cast. And because I was a little bit older than everyone, I sort of fell into big sister kind of auntie role, which was fine, which was great. And I just was fresh out of drama school as well, so I was really thirsty to learn as much as possible. And was always interested in directing, so that sort of later on how I fell into doing some stuff on second unit and just expanding my knowledge of the craft, which is what I wanted to do. I always wanted to eventually move behind the camera anyway. So no, it was never a problem, and I love the kids, and obviously some of them were incredibly talented as well, so it was really great to, and later on some more adult cast members sort of came in later. I won't call them out. You probably know who they are. But no, the cast and crew, I actually probably spent more time hanging out with the crew because I was really thirsty to learn as much as possible. You know, this is a long time ago, so I had grown up on sets. My father was a stuntie, so I was quite familiar with it, and my brother's now a DOP as well. So, the family's always been involved in film in a big way. So it just meant that I had the opportunity to learn as much as possible.
There were countless fan concepts and rumors flying around during the show's initial run. One of the most popular beliefs at the time was that Alice could turn out to be, in fact, Ellie's mom instead of sister. I'm not sure if you have ever heard of that particular rumor before, but what would you have thought of such a story development of being a young mother to Ellie?
No, I hadn't heard that rumor. Come on. I was a few years younger than the other cast, but how old? I was only about 23, so 24. So I would have literally been 9 when I'd given birth. Now, I know that the tribe, there were a lot of young births, but I think that might have been pushing the limits a little bit, just a little bit.
Alice was a firm fan favorite and role model, and fans were forced to mourn the loss of her in the show. What were the circumstances behind your departure at the end of Series 3, and what brought you back at the end of Series 5? Were there firm plans to bring Alice back in what would have been a sixth series? And could you divulge what any of the story ideas for her may have been?
Well, there were lots of rumors going around. There's still rumors going around. I have people hit me up on my artist page, my music page all the time, asking me if I'm going to play my mother in the film. That would be great. I'd totally love to do that. That'd be awesome. But not as far as I'm aware. The reason that I left the tribe was because I had itchy feet, you know, to be honest. I was a bit bored, and I love the show and I love the kids, but, you know, I was in my early 20s and I wanted to go overseas. And because the show was doing so well in Europe, I just took that opportunity to go over there, over to England, where I worked for Channel 5, did a bit of presenting for them, also did a bit of writing, a bit of producing, you know, and got on with my OE and fell in love and traveled around the world, you know. So I wanted to get on with my life, to be honest, and do other work. As much as I love the tribe, you know, and my character got to do all sorts of things. I was really lucky. They gave me free slather to change my lines and have fun with it, which was awesome. But, you know, as an adult and as a actor, I wanted to be challenged more. So, and really the only reason I came back on holiday, I came home to visit my family, and my nephew had just been born, so the production company got wind of the fact that I was back in New Zealand and wrote me in for a couple of episodes. But I didn't. With much love and respect to all the fans and to the show, I never had any intentions of returning to the tribe, so no.
Now let's shift topics a little and talk about something that's obviously very dear to both the tribe and your heart, music. We have, of course, heard your vocals a little before, several cast members, in fact, in various music within the show, including the song Abba Messiah. What is it about music that is special to you? And do you remember if there is a specific moment or age when you thought that music was a passion that you would want to one day pursue?
Yeah, well, if I'm honest, music's probably always been my first love. I come from a family of musicians on either side of both my father and all of my uncles, all been musos, and my mother's mother was a country and western singer, so I've always been surrounded by music, and I went to jazz school before I went to drama school. What about the way you love me? If I'm honest, it's probably all about storytelling for me. So I had always wanted to write music, and I'm a playwright as well, and I make short films. So it's about storytelling, and music is the purest form of that for me, because they're my stories. So it's more intimate, it's more personal, and therefore probably a little bit more scary too. So I've been really lucky since I've been home. I've collaborated with a phenomenal amount of extraordinary musicians here in New Zealand, and also while I was in the UK. And I've done some interesting collaborations, and I play with some great musicians. And at the moment, my band is amazing, and it just felt right to start recording. I'm really loving the way they're playing my tunes, and so we're in the throes of mixing stuff at the moment. So I know you asked me for a tune, but Lance, I'm sure you understand that we're just in the throes of the final mixes with them now, but you'll be the first to hear them. But yeah, so I really don't want to spill the beans yet until I'm really, really happy with them, but they're sounding great, so I'm excited. When you needed me, I was right there.
Well, to love you, baby. Your performances and style have a very smooth, soulful jazz vibe to their structure, very neo-soul, and a fine accompaniment to your powerful vocals. What is it about this style of music that calls out to you the most? What artists inspired you growing up, and what artists inspire you now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely influenced by a variety of different music. You know, my grandmother was a country and western singer. My father has always loved soul, Motown, sort of, but he's a big country fan as well. Likes a bit of disco, his bass player, so, you know. I mean, fundamentally, it's probably about the story for me and what invokes an emotion. I think music is one of those things that one chord can move people, you know. And but I definitely, my influences are fairly broad, but are strongly in based in jazz and hip hop. So somewhere between that falls neo soul, or, you know, I kind of feel like it's other people's job to categorize your music anyway, not you. You know what I mean? Obviously, I love soul music. They're the artists that move me. You know, everyone from Chaka Khan, obviously Miss Badu, you know, all of, but, you know, Sarah Vaughan, you know, jazz singers. I love me some, you know, Ella Fitzgerald and some Billie Holiday and, you know, everything from Amy to Adele. You know, I love music that moves me, and that ultimately is the kind of stuff that I hope to write. So, but yeah, I love all sorts of music. You know, I think that if you're passionate about a craft, you should explore it. So yeah, I definitely, and I love a bit of rock too. I've got quite a big voice, so I've sung a bit of blues and rock. I think a little bit of rock and soul, but yeah, somewhere between jazz and hip hop is probably where I enjoy both as a listener and as a singer songwriter. That's where I like to sort of sit.
The music industry can be a very difficult market to break through in, and can be a very slow hog for even the most determined performer. Forging contracts, making an impact with both your presence and voice, and gigging as much as possible in order to try and develop a career. You obviously enjoy singing, but how do you find the other aspects of the job? And do you enjoy a more intimate or larger performances?
Yeah, it's an interesting job because every gig is different in that sense. So, you know, I have a duo or trio, actually. We played it as a trio at the beginning of the year called Chocolate Box Deluxe, and myself and Lisa Tomlins. And for this gig, we also have Kirsten Tirito playing with us. So we get to do some nice harmonies and everything together. But we opened the New Zealand International Arts Festival, and we sort of turned up, didn't know what to expect. And there were hundreds, thousands of people there in the Civic Square, and we threw one hell of a party for them, which was awesome. And you never know, but as far as I'm concerned, a performance to 1,500 people, 8,000 people, or 8 people sitting in a bar is just as important. So, you know, I really like intimate gigs as well. I really like to be able to feel that immediate response from the audience when they get it, or when a note hits them, or when they... And I also like to have a laugh with them, so it's a big part of my performance is also... I'm pretty relaxed on stage. In fact, I think I might be more comfortable with a mic in my hand than I am anywhere. I'm pretty cheeky, so I tend to give the crowd a bit of a hard time and have a laugh with them. I think once you've got people laughing, they're far more receptive to sort of let you in, and you can emotionally take them to all different places when you can have a laugh with them and they feel comfortable with you.
You feature twice as a guest performer on Twig Pigeon's debut EP. Could you tell us a little about how that collaboration came about?
Yeah, the Twig Pigeon collaboration came about, I met Ricky Simmons, who's the producer, about 2.5 years ago through a mutual friend, actually his girlfriend at the time. And we had talked about, we actually collaborated on quite a few different tracks and different ideas. You know, that's when you're writing your EP, you tend to go all sorts of places and play. So we'd been playing with some ideas for a while, and a couple of them he really liked, so he just kept developing them. But Ricky's actually been working on my EP as well, so he's been co-producing stuff with me. So I already had already written the tracks and written the beats and had a couple of other collaborations on there, but he's been working with me to make them more cohesive and work them together as an EP, because they're a little bit more eclectic idea wise. So yeah, so he's definitely involved in that process with my EP as well.
You are currently putting the finishing touches on your own EP. How long has the overall process of putting one together, like carefully choosing the right songs, styles, and of course the name, taken? Is there a particular track that you are the most excited about? And of course, when can us fans expect the EP? And any chance we could get a little preview of what's to come?
Well, I've been writing for a long time, so I've got quite a, I've probably got about 3 albums worth of songs, sort of. But it's been more a deal, I think personally for me, I love recording music and it's great to go, oh, look, Mum, I wrote a song. But I'm a live performer, so it's been sort of trial and error. So I don't think you really know if a song's going to work until you've played it out for people. So I'm really lucky that I played a lot of gigs, you know, play really regularly. So I've had a chance to sort of trial songs and see which ones are working, what ones I really enjoy playing out, what songs people sort of respond to. So, and also what songs my band really enjoy playing, because that matters to me as well, you know. So, I've got a collaboration with a DJ called DJ and producer called DJ Spells, who is sort of the second in the world. He won the DMC DJ World competitions. He's really incredibly humble but incredibly talented young producer. So we've had a beat that we've been playing with, you know, we've sort of been sitting on for a couple of years now. So it just felt right to, I really wanted to, the band has been playing it out. I really loved it live with the band, and it created a different dynamic to the beat because it was a beat that we'd made, you know, at home in the studio. So to get the boys to play it live as well sort of gives it a completely different dynamic. So there's a track called Stood Still that's pretty good. There's another track called Ain't It Funny. As I say, it sort of, it sweeps through those genres that I'm passionate about of jazz and hip hop and soul. So, there's some hate coming. I'm looking forward to it. We've just done some remixes now because we'd sort of, it's like anything, you know, we'd just put too much. I just wanted to strip some stuff back, and the boys sound extraordinary, so they didn't need any too much, you know, sprinkles on top. So, I'm excited for you to hear it, but all in good time.
Thank you so much, Vanessa, for taking the time to participate in this interview with us. We wish you all the best of luck with your EP and are very much looking forward to following your progress.
Oh, thanks for taking the time to talk to me. I'm sorry it took so long to get back to you, Hannah. It's been all over the show. It's been busy times, touring, recording, different cities. I've been all over the show, so I'm sorry it's taken so long to get this to you. But thanks so much for getting in touch. And I look forward to sharing the tunes with you good people very soon. Take care. Kia ora.